The first step to bringing a global perspective into your classroom, no matter where you are in the world, is to begin to develop your own personal learning network, and ideally by filling that personal learning network with other educators who are living in different countries around the world. A personal learning network is basically the group of people who you collaborate with and learn from on a regular basis, not just in your face-to-face working environment, but also online. The best thing about a personal learning network is that it doesn't matter where you are in the world. The people you choose to include become your colleagues who are learning together with you, sharing ideas with you, and collaborating with you on similar concepts and at the same pace. There are a variety of tools you can use to grow your own PLN. The key is you need to connect yourself to connect your class. Although you can always utilize these technology tools to connect your class with other students before building your own network, I feel that you will personally feel more confident, have a deeper understanding of the tools, and be able to provide a better and more seamless experience for your students when you have firsthand experience of using these tools as an educator. If you're watching this presentation, you've probably already developed your own personal learning network, but I'm also hoping that you might be willing to share this presentation with your colleagues or with other educators who might be looking to start from scratch. In my opinion, here are 6 steps you can take to begin to build your own personal learning network. There's no right way to build a PLN. This is just an overview of the way I might approach it if I were doing it all over again. I feel that an RSS reader is a great foundation for building your own PLN. I like to refer to reading RSS feeds as learning by lurking. There's no pressure to interact. You can find the specific voices that resonate with you personally and rotate through feeds as quickly or slowly as you need, all in the comfort of a somewhat familiar environment. Another great entry point in addition to RSS is joining social networks, especially those dedicated to education. There are a variety of Ning social networks dedicated to educational topics ranging from IB bio to using interactive whiteboards in the classroom to teaching language arts through the Readers and Writers Workshop model. The great thing about joining a social network is that you know everyone else who's there is looking to make connections and learn and share with other like-minded educators. So it's like walking into a teacher's lounge staffed with supportive and resourceful colleagues. Once you've started finding your niche within the thousands of helpful educators online, the next step is to express yourself and start your own blog. The great thing about a blog is that that's how you develop your online profile. Your blog can be a one-stop shop for other educators wishing to learn about you, as well as a place to share your thoughts, ideas, and reflections on your learning. Once you've given others the opportunity to get to know you a little bit more personally through your blog, and you've found a network of people who are interested in the same things you are, you'll probably want to connect with them more regularly on a more personal level, which is perfect for Skype. To continue to broaden your PLN or to connect with other educators, you might want to attend online conferences like this one. There are so many different opportunities to learn in online spaces, whether they be via download like this one or synchronous conferences in Second Life. There are people meeting online to learn together pretty much all the time, and you never know who you might meet. Finally, once you're fully ensconced in the world of online learning, you might want to give Twitter a try. Although it may not be as in-depth or reflective as a blog, it's a great way to build your network, expand your interests, and make more real-time connections with other educators around the world. As a globally connected educator with your own PLN, you will have a variety of tools at your fingertips to help your students build their own global personal learning networks, from blogs to wikis to podcasts to multimedia to Skype to Twitter and to whatever comes next. You and your students can mix and match these tools however they best suit your curriculum. You can use them one at a time, in conjunction with each other, or all at the same project. It really doesn't matter. The important part is to just give it a try. If you're interested in designing globally collaborative projects for your class, you may enjoy the K-12 online session Jen Wagner and I presented last year entitled Connecting Classrooms Across Continents that describes in detail the process of planning and creating a project like this. Of course, I will include resources and links to all these ideas in my own wiki for this presentation. No matter where you are in the world, by incorporating these tools into your classroom and connecting your students with learners from different countries, you will be modeling the flexible attributes needed for the future of education, which we discussed in the first section of this presentation. Planning a project that incorporates communication and collaboration across distances will let your students experience the adaptable, constantly connected, and globalized world of the future. changing the dynamic of the classroom from a teacher-led process to a student-centered one that expands the boundaries of learning beyond the four walls of the classroom and lets them learn from their peers and share their products with the world will enable you and your students to take advantage of the ways that people are beginning to, and will continue to, use technology not just for amusement, but to learn, create, and share. Adopting this new mindset is as much a benefit for teachers as it is for learners. The teacher who is able to blend traditional teaching and learning methods with those new, more collaborative approaches will be the teacher who is ready for the next change in our educational system, whenever that might come. And so by preparing students to succeed in the world of the future, teachers will also simultaneously be preparing themselves to face the educational world of the future. In addition to providing a truly connected classroom environment by interacting with students and teachers around the world on a regular basis, you will also be exposing your students to the unique experiences that help develop the global perspective shared by most third culture kids, as we discuss in the second section of this presentation. As a teacher, I've always wanted my students to be flexible and adaptable, to demonstrate tolerance, appreciation, empathy, and to have a global perspective. But without exposing them to genuine interactions with a diverse population, it can be difficult to develop that kind of mindset within the classroom walls. By bringing the world into your classroom, you provide the opportunity for authentic engagement with multicultural and multilingual perspectives.